AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Football, fighting, and fuller nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Good evening, everybody. It's Thursday. Stephen Housen, Ben Adams, and pizza. And we ain't playing games at this one. We got hooked up. So we started for a couple of weeks, haven't we? We've been sort of going on. Listen, Papa John's need to sponsor this pizza. We're at step one. They've hooked us up with some pizza.
I'm absolutely sweating. I've still got another slice in there. But
yeah, Ben's been whooping it, hence why we are late. But I'm gonna shut up in a minute, and I'm just gonna eat this, and he's gonna talk for a bit. How about that? And I'll tell you what, this is the first Papa John's that I've actually had, and this garlic butter sauce, I might start killing people for some of that. It's unbelievable, Jeff. But before we get stuck into any of that kind of shit, Alex has just dunked in a tip. Nice one, lads. Before we get started with that shit, I just want to show you this. Because not only did Papa John's hook us up, now they hooked us up with a free pizza, but we're not just going to take pizza. We're not just going to take a free pizza, because this is us. We did this. So we hooked up a viewer with a pizza. Check this out.
Cheers again, Housen, for the free Papa John's. Looking forward to the podcast.
Happy days. Fucking bad. He's buzzing there. But did he like it or what?
He hasn't actually said. So if you're in the comments, I think it's James. Let me just double check his name. I don't want to get the guy's name wrong. It's James, yeah. So James, if you are in the comments, tell everyone what you thought of pizza. Because do you know what? I'm going to shut up in a minute. I'm just going to start sucking this garlic butter down because this is absolutely sick. Adam in the comments has just said the FM beta tonight as well. I just got an email. I don't know if you guys know. I got Footy Manager free for life, right?
Oh, I've never heard that one.
No, but I don't know why I got it free for life or like what the... And I can't find the email which tells me either because I don't want to be like that guy that emails them like, hey, so where's my free copy? And be like, okay.
Is it for? That's the first thing you do, that.
So, yeah, I mean, at the moment, I don't know how I get it FOC, but, you know. So, no, we are not officially sponsored by Papa John's. As I said, this is step one. I'm going to eat this because this is super nice. But we need to keep going because I think that after they've hooked us up with a free pizza, they've hooked a viewer up with a free pizza. We talk about pizza so much anyway that, you know, I think that pizza and this podcast goes together pretty damn nice, doesn't it?
I think so. I could definitely eat a pizza, like, is that Donald Trump? You know, the wrong way around.
I think that cute little dog gets away with eating it the wrong way around because it's a cute little dog. But, you know, I think this pizza, this podcast and this pizza, considering that me and you essentially met working in a pizza shop, and actually, Perfect Pizza was a part of Papa John's before it all went tits up, man.
Papa John's bought Perfect Pizza out, like, when it used to be, anyone's old enough to remember, it was Gino's. Do you remember when he had the pizza with the telephone on the back on the yellow telephone back in the 90s?
So they bought that out and that became
pizza. First before it went out, it went to 2-for-1 pizza. Remember 2-for-1 pizza?
Yeah, is that where the number in Ashton was had a 2-for-1 in it?
No, the number in Ashton was 339-5851. That's quite sad that I remember that.
Did it not have a 2-for-1 in it though?
Nah, but it was 2-for-1 pizza, then it went to Perfect Pizza, and then Perfect Pizza got bought by Papa John's, but they didn't convert all the stores. So the one in Ashton, like, see, me and Cammy had that, and they rinsed it, and then they sold it. And same with the one in Rochdale. But yeah, been waiting for a Papa John's, like, local for time. And I had one in Manchester City Centre, and it was pretty disappointing. Like, they didn't put a lot of cheese in it. Not a lot of effort went into it.
Papa John?
Yeah, I was well looking forward to it. I was like, oh, that's pretty disappointing. But I remember when I was in Cancun back in the day, and at 3 or 4 in the morning, and them guys were on the little mopeds razzing it around trying to sell you pizza. And there's like, there's a pizza guy, there's Domino's, and there was Papa John's. And like, never really had Papa John's until that point, and they had it, and they had that garlic butter sauce, and it was just like cheese and tomato with it, and you're like, oh my god,
this sauce is out of this world. Mega. This sauce is actually and out
since,
of this world.
Ever since then, I've been like thinking, yeah, that's the best pizza. That made pizza's nice. Like,
I think this is like legitimately the first ever one I've ever tried. I know Ben's obviously been bigging them up massive on here, so
yeah, I just
we thought we'd try and get him hooked up.
Yeah, like. It's better than Domino's. It's better than Pizza Hut, no doubt.
I think Pizza Hut and Papa John's is on a par. Pizza above Domino's.
Pizza Hut's base is nice, isn't it? But like, the thing is, when you eat like Pizza Hut pizza, sometimes you feel a bit like, and then after it, when I eat Papa John's, I think, oh, I can eat that again.
I think one of their mottos is something about having like really
fresh ingredients, fresh pizza. Can't sit still, me. I did the Rough Runner on Saturday, which I think it's like maybe a softer version of, well, it's basically inspired by like TV game shows.
All right. A bit so, like Tough Mudder type stuff.
Yeah, but not as hardcore, because Tough Mudder, you get electrocuted and shit, don't you?
Yeah, Janine's done it twice, you pussy.
You mate?
No, Janine's done it twice.
Yeah, you calling me a pussy? Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't volunteer for this. Like, work said, oh.
All right, you're doing it.
Work said, oh, do you fancy doing this? And I was like, yeah, fuck it, go on, do you know what I mean? So there's like 5K, 10K, and 15, and I think they just put us down for 5K. There's about 10 of us. Oh, it was funny. I've got the videos on YouTube, actually. But someone edited it, and
so you could have told me this 5 minutes ago, couldn't it, before we started, and I'd have thrown it up on here for everybody.
Well, I think it's about 12 minutes long though.
So I'm in love with this butter sauce. This is ridiculous.
But yeah, anyway, so we did the course, piece of piss, fucking running around. Like, there was basically two groups of us. There's people who were like at the front, and then, you know, people at the back. But to be fair game, they completed in that. The last one was like the travelator, so the different speeds of the travelator. Didn't go up the fastest one because it was muddy as fuck, in the middle of the field in Altrincham, and it was filthy, absolutely filthy. So didn't get out. Got up there. So I was up waiting for everyone. I was there for ages. And then once everyone would caught back up and everyone was there, we waited. At the end of the travelator.
Sorry, I'm just really conscious that I'm going to have a lot of food stuck in my beer because that's how it goes down.
at the end of the travelator, there was an inflatable slide that went down into this big pool of water to finish off, like muddy water. And I thought, I'm not getting fucking proper minging. Although you was wet anyway, because they were just spraying you, and there was things that you was going diving down, sliding first, like head first and all that shit. But I thought, oh, I'm not diving down there. I'll down on the slide and I'll stop myself. So I went first and I just ran and jumped up. Thought I was going to go on the inflatable, bounce off the inflatable, because it looked like it was inflatable, looked like it.
Yeah, people bounce. You hit it at the same angle that you, or you hit it near enough at the same angle that you've hit it at, don't you? Or you hit off it.
What, the inflatable slide? Yeah, well, this wasn't inflatable. It was fucking wood.
Hang on. Answer this, dick. Bonjour. Mint.
Pranking. Yeah, so anyway, I fucking jumped up in the air, landed on my ass first, on solid wood. And I swear, I nearly knocked myself out. I was seeing stars, I was feeling sick, and I was getting sweaty. And my coccyx, since then, I can't fucking move, can't sit down properly, can't sleep properly. I have to get up like this. Like,
not a guy for the hardship, innit?
Mate, honestly.
God, I'm shining my lips out.
Yeah, it is.
It's a nice one. Yeah. That was banging.
Nice one. You still got some more there?
I've got some more. It's going to have to be a cold one in a bit when we finish, I think, because I can't just sit here munching.
Yeah, no.
As nice as it is. It's good if we didn't get a massive one, innit?
I need like one of those piles, pillows, cushions, do you know what I mean?
Do you want to sit on my neck pillow? No. It's downstairs, actually. What was my toppings? I had, I think it's called all the meat, I think.
Surprising. You love shoving meat in your mouth, don't you?
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I had hot pepper passion. Nice.
What was I going to show you? Oh, yeah. So someone asked, is it a proper podcast with Uncle Pat coming? Yes. Let me just do this, though, because there was one video I forgot to put on. I might have to get it off the text message with you, actually. Because I don't think it's on this computer. So I texted a couple of mates yesterday with this. Where can I save it? Sorry. Can you just fill us in for a sec?
Sorry, yeah.
Figure this out. Because I think this
preview... What are you doing to that video? Have you put that video out now?
No, tomorrow it's going to be out. I just wanted to give some folks a quick preview of it.
I can't believe this.
What?
So that video was sick. What you sent me. Sweating now, you know, after eating that. I literally put three slices down my throat in about 2 minutes.
Right, what's the video? Is that one there, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Have you munched all that sauce as well? There's a little bit left.
No, there's a little bit left. Where's...
Honestly, this seat's well uncomfortable.
That one ain't working for some reason.
It's all like when after it, I was telling my mate's missus and she's like, oh, the only way you can sort out like a coccyx like that, if it's proper bad, is internal.
You chip it, don't you?
Oh, mate, honestly.
Like, you actually chip the bone, don't you? That's like, when you fuck it up, that's what you do.
I've definitely fucked it up.
Oh, that's what happens. Did that not work then because I've got the sauce hidden? See, I don't want to just put this on and it not work properly first time because it's too good. Where is it?
What are you doing?
Oh, hang on. I probably need to be on a different thing, don't I? I'm trying to get the...
Did you ever try the KFC cheetah?
Cheats or chisel? No, we didn't, did we? I've had about three of them double downs.
That's just today, then, isn't it? KFC should fucking stick to what it is.
It is 9 o'clock. Right, let me just try this one then now. Because hopefully this works, because this is well worth showing. Why is it not working? Let's see if this works.
Who are you?
It's too small.
And that's the guys of YouTube!
You asked me that question. Stupid question.
Right. Apologies. Let's start that again. Hopefully this works now when I do it. So, here's a sneak preview of the intro for the video that's coming out tomorrow with me and Evra.
Who are you? And that's the guys of YouTube. Who are you?
You asked me that question.
Who are you?
Stupid question.
Who are you?
I love shit.
I can't wait for that to drop. How about that, my pulse? I actually genuinely can't wait for that to drop. Let me know what you think about that in the old commentos. So that is just going to be a vlog from Marseille. The podcast with Evra will be coming later on, but we need you to share the shit out of that vlog because he wants a certain number of likes before he comes on. You'll be able to see that tomorrow when it drops. But
I'm sure you'll get that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
It's a lot of likes he wants.
You wanted a million.
He wants a lot. Legendary 628 says, when you said your wife's dad was a blue and he stopped supporting, why did he stop? He would have experienced glory. Is it because of the foreign fans that would ruin the club and who does support now? He's not stopped supporting them. He stopped going to the matches. He said the whole atmosphere changed when he got bought out. And I don't think it was the Arab buyout, actually. I think it was Frank Sinatra's buyout. I think it was that one that he stopped supporting them. I think he liked to wallow in the
self-pity and the misery.
In how shit he was, yeah. I genuinely think that's the one.
They say misery loves company. And they say, no, I don't.
He goes and watches a lot of non-league at the moment. So he goes and watches...
Speaking of non-league, I think I might go... Well, I think I'm going to go and watch the Hyde United game next week.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell me about that one? Yeah. Someone else?
Yeah, Friday, innit?
Yeah, I think we'll have that, actually. If anyone else in the area, we'll go and have that one.
£10 a ticket for standing, £15 for seating, but you go for standing. Or you can get...
Is it FA Cup?
Yeah, first round proper MK Dons, and it's on BBC. And it's £50 VIP, which is like a buffet, free drinks, a safe seat in the main stand.
I'd.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, about no.
Get a programme and all that. No, I think I'm going to have that, to be fair.
Yes, this podcast will be up on iTunes now, completely up to date with them all on iTunes, finally. I do apologise for that. It was like July when I last did them all.
So I seen someone mention before about, I don't know, I think was it Jay O'Connell who said, about the JFK files, what do you think of them getting released? But they were getting released anyway. They're scheduled to get released. Donald Trump has taken credit for releasing files that were going to get released anyway because that's like part of the the number of years, however many, can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know how many years it is. Yeah, but he probably wants to look into them because he's probably nervous he's going to get popped himself.
Nah, he's making it out like he's doing that for the good of the public, but...
Of course it is.
It's like, fuck me. I can't sit properly. I need to.
So I'm not.
I have done, but it's not fucking working.
Did I see the Spurs fan throwing pitch? Yeah, that's hanging.
It is hanging.
No, not about that.
He's definitely not Jewish, though, that guy.
Oh, did you see the uncensored one?
Yeah,
I've only seen the censored one.
Yeah, it was a West Ham fan TV. They're the one who I seen it off them. They shared it.
I heard Man United are lining up Marco Silva as their next manager after proving he can manage at the right club.
I don't know about that.
Hmm.
He's only been managing there for like 2-3 months, hasn't he? So
I think United have got to go for every reason because of the size of the club and the stature of the club. You've got to go with somebody like somebody that's won something somewhere. Because like Pochettino at the moment's getting a lot of stick. The tide's starting to turn on him a little bit. And everyone going from like appreciative to him to losing last night. Everyone's like, obviously, guys not in for winning stuff.
You can't get beat 2-0 at home by West Ham. Sorry, 3-2, after being 2-0 up.
Yeah.
Like, you don't expect that. They had a decent team out as well. It weren't like they'd played a bunch of kids. They had a really, really strong team.
Ronan in the comments, am I surprised that not more United players have joined One Matter in the charity thing? I definitely reckon he's probably going to use them periodically, because I'm sure the people in the dressing room was the first ones who worded up. I reckon he's going to use them to drop it and keep the momentum going for it.
Maybe.
Thoughts on how to stop Eriksen on Saturday? I put some baby on him, to be honest. I think you've got to go 3-man midfield.
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, he'll obviously have Tottenham. When they play players at Old Trafford, I mean, only recently they've been doing, you know, been on top of us at White Hart Lane. Really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
prior to that,
Old Trafford, we've done them, haven't we?
Yeah, we've still done them. It'd be a tight game, won't it? But
Legendary 628 in the comments says, I heard your point where match going fans don't flip out as much as non going match going fans. Why is that? Surely match going fans should be the angry ones since they attend. I think some of it is people wanting to show how much it upsets them, so they vent harder because they're not regular. Whereas I think that some people who go to the match get a little bit more out of being at the match. I think you're seeing your mates. There's a social element to it. So the whole match experience isn't just focused on the result of the game. It's, oh, I managed to see that guy. I've not seen him in a bit. Had a pint with this guy. And I think there's more to the match-going experience than just watching the football. I struggle watching football on telly, mate. I fucking drift off. Like, it doesn't hold my attention as much as going watching it live. I much prefer watching live stuff. Our agent's ruining the game. I think I know who this is that's commenting that, Matthew. So maybe, definitely. there is probably more people involved. What? But don't want to be known, or everyone will want a cut. Oh, I'm assuming that's talking about common goal with One Matter.
Yeah, there's some people that have not disclosed, haven't they?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's definitely much United players in that. One loss in the season for United and the press are having a field day, yet Klopp has had 2 wins in 10. Standards, mate. Standards are different for both teams and both clubs.
Klopp the flop.
Pochettino's the difference between a club like Tottenham and Everton. Would he be the difference between a club at the moment like Tottenham and United, though? If the stature was different with Tottenham, like if they had a Pogba in midfield, if they had... I don't know, actually, because I think 11 for 11, it's pretty similar, isn't it? So would he take United to the next level?
Don't know. You'd probably bring more kids on. But then at the same time, thing is, he's talking about like not winning a big trophy like Premier League or Champions League. He's not going to win either. Sorry.
No.
Not with Spurs.
No.
So, all them players, like Harry Kane, what's he ever won? Eriksen, what's he ever won?
Player of the month, I think.
Yeah. Dele Alli, what's he ever won? Look at Tottenham's squad. Who's ever won anything?
Look at ours, the one who's ever won anything. You've got Pogba's won a fair bit in Italy.
Yeah.
You've got Lukaku. He's not won shit.
No, but you've got Matic, got 2 Premier Leagues.
You've also got Ibrahimovic.
Juan Mata has won everything. Smalling's won a Premier League. Jones won a Premier League. David De Gea has won stuff. Like, everyone in our team, there's winners in there, do you know what I mean? They know what it takes to win.
Not as many as they used to be.
No, not as many. Yeah, because that's we're going through a bit more of a barren spell, isn't it? Which, but they don't know what it takes to win. Same with that. Like, the League Cup, you would think that's one of the easy ones to win because the games that you need to play. If you're in Europe...
We're in a quarter-final.
Yeah, exactly. It's only six games to Wembley, isn't it? So, third round, fourth round, quarters, two semi... Well, five games and six games to Wembley. Like, so, why wouldn't you go for that? You win a trophy in February.
Yeah, and it's out the way then. And it can be a good springboard to other stuff. Mourinho absolutely loves it.
It can be a bit of a hindrance, especially in January when you're playing the two legs. Because you've got the FA Cup starting now as well, and obviously the league campaign.
But it's a semi-final.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can't get up for them sort of games, like Liverpool couldn't last year against Southampton, then what are you doing?
James in the comments, thoughts on Darren Till at UFC Poland. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Knocked the piss out of Cowboy Cerrone. Knew that it was something in Till. Thought Cerrone's going to be a bit tricky for him, especially if it got to the mat. Yeah, although I haven't seen enough of Till's ground game. But a guy's been living in Brazil for like 6 years or something. I'm sure he's got a ground game. I'm sure he's been to a little bit of jiu-jitsu at some point. But yeah, not the pit. I know Cerrone took it on short notice, and Cerrone's a legend of the sport. But shit, Darren Till just put that whole division on notice. That was a flawless, lethal execution of a performance. Unbelievable. Speaking of MMA. Next month I'm off to Bahrain for 10 days, 11th to 19th. Saturday to the following Sunday. So I miss Newcastle at home, but I only missed that one game, luckily.
You can't not go to that.
The Worlds. Damn right. Well, it's a chance to go to another country as well, isn't it? So Bahrain, it's another one to take off the list. Looking forward to it. It was fucking banging last time, so about 150 fights. This one's supposedly bigger. There's 270 athletes, I think. 268 athletes. So every single one of them fights from whatever round it starts in. Definitely looking forward to it. It's 26 degrees over there at the moment as well, so nice. Chilling.
Yeah.
Probably won't have much downtime. Didn't last time, but, you know. So I'm going to vlog that.
Janine, and what go with you?
She got a choice.
Why not?
Well, she wouldn't have been able to anyway, because she still had the passport out of the dick. Yeah. But she wouldn't have been able to anyway. They would only pay for my flight.
Yeah, but you can pay for it yourself. And like, even if you're just going in the room, and like when you're working, doing whatever. Just week off. Get your fucking napper sorted, Janine.
I'm sorting your passport out. I've got, what was I going to say? I'm going to be vlogging it for MMA Latest. So I vlogged it last time on this channel. No, on the on this channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I did two videos from it, didn't I? What did I do? Oh, yeah, I did the football one. We went to watch Sofia, yeah, didn't I, last time?
Is there any games on there?
Yes, there's one on the Sunday, but I don't know. Because normally, like, I do a lot of travel, obviously, and I have to get everything in my whole luggage. I ain't waiting around for a bag, and I don't pay for a bag neither. I do a whole bag. Whereas this one, being a long haul, there's a big bag on it. So I've got to check in like double mega early now, because normally I literally just rock up, get on the plane and just fucking bounce when I land. Whereas this now, I'm going to have to have a big bag, and I've got to like check in 3 hours early. The visa process for Bahrain, oh my God.
Why is it like that?
I'm surprised they didn't ask for a cock shot. Like they asked for everything. Why? You have to send a photograph of your application. You have to send a scan of your passport. You have to have an equipment.
Why is it?
I don't know. You have to send an equipment list of all the electronics that you're going to be bringing into the country. And then you have to pay a 5% deposit to the value. All right, great. Some of this shit's well expensive. So I have to pay a 5% deposit when I get there for all the equipment. And then I get that back when I leave just to make sure I've not sold it or some shit.
Yeah, they're not fucking about them lot, are they?
Not fucking about. So the visa process basically took me all yesterday to do. But yeah, I boxed that off. Flying with Etihad. Where's he going now?
I'm getting some water. I flew with it. It's all right.
It's meant to be a good airline. Is it Emirates meant to be the best one?
Yeah, I think so.
Supposedly.
I've got a mate who works for Emirates.
Are we going to watch Rugby League World Cup tomorrow? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's on, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be watching that one for definitely. State of the draw. Oh, yeah, like...
Oh, mate, yeah.
I got a text, right? I'll show you this here. So I got a text earlier. Don't say his name.
Fuck off.
I got a text earlier with what the draw was.
Ruby's playing.
Yeah, it was about 20 minutes before it came out. That's on top as fuck, innit?
Why is that though? Why are they doing that?
Don't know. I don't know what all this is. I'm not going to read them out just yet. I guess it's been a press conference. Where do we get the Warriors tea? This is this Rooster Fight? Just check that for us. This is Scramble, actually. This one's Scramble.
I thought you meant when he said Warriors tea, I thought you meant the fucking pizza.
Do I watch The Apprentice?
No.
I barely watch telly.
I don't watch it. I stopped watching The Apprentice anymore. It's fucking stupid. I seen something on Twitter, though, that he was getting cheese puffs as a fucking corporate snack or something. Like, come on, mate. Who'd you get on there?
Is the trip paid for? Yes, I work for IMAF, which is the International Mixed Martial Arts Federation, so they pay for everything. They don't pay for the missus, pay for me. But yeah, I could have, I probably could have sorted her a flight out as well to bring her over, but she ain't got a passport, so unlucky. The under-23s look destined for relegation. It's fucked, man. It's just fucked. Do you think that Nurmagomedov can beat McGregor? Definitely. But is he going to get the chance? They're not going to book him on a fight with McGregor when a guy can't stay fit. Or when he is fit and he finally gets to a fight and his fucking kidney's shut down on a weight cut. They're not going to... With the amount of money that's at stake when you book Conor McGregor, they need a guy that's going to show up. They can't be having a guy that's going to get injured. They can't be having a guy that's going to, like, nearly die cutting weight. They can't have that. They need to just kind of get in the cage and to make them some monies. That's the top and bottom of it, man. Any India plans on the back of that? I have got two contacts for Kerala. Both of them guys are not fucking replying to me at the moment.
See ya.
I did get some top phone number this week, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking, I just seen that bounce up.
Most of it stayed in. There's a bit on my jeans.
Mate. Oh, that sauce is lethal.
Yeah, it's going to stink that, innit? Royal. So, who's that been texting?
Nice.
Just podcast guests, essentially. Just trying to get some people on. Some belting names there, though, isn't there?
Mm. What's happened to Wanda?
Yeah. Really garlicky. Thoughts on Liam Gallagher's new album? I had a quick skip through it. Nothing really, like, grabbed my attention. Am I just old now? Like, because I don't want to hear any new music, mate.
Well, I was going to talk about music last week, but we didn't have time. But, like, I don't listen to Liam Gallagher. Like,
no, so, no, that's not your bag anyway. No. But even like any new music of any genre doesn't interest me, man.
I've been listening to a bit of Belly. It's got a rapper called Belly. His album's pretty sick. And also Rhapsody. She got sick.
Who are you? Housen for the free papa.
And that's the guys of YouTube. Who are you?
You asking me that question? Who are you? Stupid question.
Who are you?
I live in Derby. I'll be in Manchester for the Newcastle game that weekend. However, if you need anything here, let me know. I can help. There's a couple of people that are
Abu Dhabi too.
About 40 minutes away, because both of my flights like stop off in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, I think.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi is like a connector, because I stayed in Abu Dhabi for like 3 nights last year, but there were loads of, it's like, yeah, transfer central.
Big ass airport.
Yeah, I think so. There's loads of them little airport hotels in there. We had literally went to go and book a room, but there was no rooms left, so we had to get a shower, and it's like just a big shower room. And there's loads of them and a thing.
In the airport?
Yeah.
looking forward to the Uncle Pat interview. Oh, mate, honestly, let's just talk about Paddy for a minute. Oh, my God. What absolute G.
What a sick guy.
I don't know how much I can say on here.
Probably not a lot.
Yeah, probably not a great deal, to be honest. But all I can say is, you probably get it from the video that comes out tomorrow. That motherfucker loves United like we love United. Just like one of us. Like, when I was in a car with him for a bit before we filmed the video that we filmed. And didn't want to talk about the match he's just played or anything. He was just like, let's just talk about United. Asked him about Moyes, asked him about Fergie, asked him about Rooney, asked him about all sorts of different stuff. He spoke about Pogba, he spoke about himself, and the club, and he mentioned a lot of things, and just blew me away with how much that United still means to him.
Yeah, and he was there for a long time, really.
He was there for a long time, yeah. What, 9 years? Was it 8 years, 9 years?
Was it 2006? Left in, what, 2003?
Was it 06 or 05? Was it the middle of 05? Yeah, 05, it was 06, yeah.
It was 06, yeah, January 2006.
And he left at 14, so 8 years. Mm. Or probably no, seven and a half, yeah.
Yeah, but his brother still lives in Manchester now. They love Manchester, like, proper legit.
So, I mean, absolute G. Love United. And as you're going to see, the video, you've seen the actual interview, haven't you? The clip that's going in tomorrow's video, it's fucking good. And the podcast, just from those... some painkillers.
No, honestly, if you ever hurt your coccyx like that, mate, literally, it was just wood.
The podcast with him, just from having, sat with him for a few hours, the podcast will just be another level.
Yeah.
Another level.
Sick guy.
And you're my Osmo. Yeah. A little Osmo thing. He was like, what's that? So I told him. He went and sat down. About 30 seconds later, he was like, I bought it. Oh. It's like, I like it, yeah. So I reckon you might be seeing his Monday morning videos. Now stabilised. So yeah, he absolute fucking ledge. So I've shown him Jaden's shirt. It's downstairs, actually. And he's like, let's take a picture.
Did not sign it for you?
No, he said, do you want me to sign it? And I didn't. You need like a silver Sharpie, really. Don't you? To show up on black. But I'll be seeing him again, so we'll hook it up.
Happy days.
Superbrew, yes, we will be doing Superbrew in a little bit. Did anyone hear the Everett video? Did it not work? We just throw it back on for you.
Who are you? And that's the guys of YouTube. Who are you?
You asking that question?
Who are you?
Stupid question.
Who are you? I'm lost.
Did that audio work? I think it works. From where we're looking at it, it looked like it works. I don't know. Best Tinder chat lines, mate. You need to come on. You've got some lines that you can just drop.
Do you bang though?
Mate,
Farkas got Tinder last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I should ring him.
Gobbling him up.
They have to get him as an ambassador when he retires. Reunite him and Park. Just watching a video made me want to play with him.
Play with me how though? Is that, I mean, you have to be careful how you say that sort of shit.
Thoughts on the Super League going downhill each year? Is the English sport in danger of fading? Yeah, massively. Massively. It's they jiggle around with the format of everything far too much. It works. Mm-hmm. It's just not ever going to be as popular as Premier League is in England. So just let those who fucking love it and don't have to change the format of it every single fucking year, because that just bores everyone and you devalue your own product, man. if I have shown that intro a bit much, I'm fucking buzzing for it and I hope it does everything that everybody wants. What do I do for IMAF? I do the social media. Thought the subscriber count on the video was a print on Ben's shirt. Yeah, we've got this working again now, so let's bounce it back up. We can get that to 3,800 at least tonight. Come on, man. Last time it only showed the audio, not the video. Ah, okay.
Yeah, come on, man. We need more Papa John's for free. I will literally eat pizza every day of my life.
Do I still doubt how good Pep is? Oh, fucking hell. Probably not. I have to not grudgingly even say that City this year look a different animal to last year. Last year, I thought people couldn't fucking wait. He was tripping up over themselves to call them this amazing invention and, oh, look what he's doing with fullbacks and it sells them, right? Like, all of that stuff was bullshit for me, because ultimately at the end of the season, what are they doing?
Nothing.
Exactly. But this season, they're not holding possession in the centre-half and keeper. They're not just having possession for the sake of it. They're quite direct.
Yeah, they are, and it comes from having a better keeper than Claudio Bravo.
Probably, because
when you ain't got faith in that person who's behind you, then you panic, you're thinking about what's there. If you don't have to worry about what's going on.
But holding the possession just in front of
you,
that's not a good idea, is it?
No.
Whereas they go forward now with that more impetus direct. And it's quite frightening. I've got Trevor Sinclair coming on. I was chatting to him tonight and I said, when do you want to come and do the podcast? He says, because Trevor's a fucking troll on Twitter.
Yeah,
and he's actually not quite so bad. I'm probably the same, really, that I just fucking go in hard on opposition fans. Trevor does exactly the same. And he goes, let's do it before... who can eat a slice of Papa John's quicker? Me. It's not even a contest.
Does that shove it in and rub his neck?
Yeah, he's a bit of a troll, Trevor. He said, I said, when do you want to come do the podcast? He goes, let's do it Derby week. And I said, pre or post? And then I sent it and I was like, actually, we're doing it pre because I don't want to fucking talk to you post if we've lost. Mm-hmm. I said, let's do it pre. So he said, all right, let's do it. What do I think of the England Rugby League team and chances in the World Cup? I don't know.
I don't even know who's in the Rugby League World Cup. He's not been very well promoted.
There's only one player that I've played against that's in there now. That means I'm officially old. Sean O'Loughlin.
I knew that anyway.
Kane's
not injured. Kane come off on against Liverpool holding the back of his leg.
Then they played him again.
No, he didn't play. He wasn't even in the squad yesterday.
Oh, wasn't he?
Nah, but I saw in mouth when he went to Pochettino and he's holding his leg, he goes, oh, I've got a cramp. That's all he said, I've got a cramp. 100% he will play. He's not got an hamstring problem. They won't say anything because they'll let thing. But I swear to God, if you watch that video back when he comes off and you watch your mouth, he said, oh, I've got a cramp. Definitely mouth cramp.
I've got Loz, Adam and Dave all on the pod, but why not Chris Hennage? Chris can come on. Oh, I've got, yeah. Yeah, Chris can come on. Actually, he's a Newcastle fan, and maybe it'll work for after the Newcastle game. Talk about the manufacturer crisis, mate. No one gives a shit about MMA. Well, that's where you're wrong. Yeah, it is a manufacturer crisis. Well, if you look at, as someone said earlier, 2 wins in 10 for Klopp, papering over all sorts of problems. And then you look at the cold, hard facts of what United's... People can't wait to pull themselves off about this Tottenham team. Fucking below us.
Yeah, just because... I mean, but we were twatting teams... Do you know what I mean? And we were blowing teams away, and then we've had 3 games after the international break where...
I definitely think we missed Pogba.
Yeah, I mean, but Pogba was missing before that, but we were still on that momentum. International break killed us, as it normally does. And yeah, it takes momentum. You back
it's another one in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's the World Cup playoffs, isn't it?
Is that...
November, that's
your birthday? Your birthday week? Yeah, that's the week the break is.
So boring, man. I mean, that'll be all right because it'll be like Northern Ireland are playing in the playoffs and Republic of Ireland playing, so might watch one of them.
I've been having a few inquiries this week about the World Cup. I want to go, so yeah. I'm going to be anyone's bitch to be able to go. Like,
sure.
I'm also learning French as well.
Oui.
Yeah, because I was sitting there and there was conversations happening around me last week. Just felt well stupid.
Yeah, because that's their first language, isn't it? So.
Of course it is, yeah. And it was just like, yeah, I was hearing names of people, footballers, and I was like, oh, this sounds like a mint conversation. What the fuck's going on? Like, I wish I knew what was going on. I don't know what's going on.
No.
So I use a Duolingo app. 26% fluent, apparently, now.
Go on, then. Let's give us a paragraph in French.
Oh, I'm not at that level yet.
Whoa.
I know. I think it's mostly learning tenses and things.
It's
like
one
that,
thing out of the future. You buzz off having like something like on Total Recall when they can just insert memories into your head. And like, I would love that for languages.
Yeah, for languages especially. I mean, I did use a couple of things, especially when you were there, because someone was trying to chat up a bird, and she was saying, "Where's everyone from?" And he was like, oh, he's from Manchester. And apparently she didn't believe him. So then he was like, tell me where you're from. So I was like, j'habite Manchester. Yeah. Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, when I went to Spain, I'd been learning Spanish for a while. So I felt all right. And when I was in Spain, I could ask for pretty much everything that I wanted.
Yeah.
Beer, pizza, laughing, right?
That's all he wants.
I could ask for like, where do I go for, and then just say it in English, do you want to see, and shit like that. And it got me by. What fucked me up was that in my head, I'm sitting here going, oh, how do I say blah, blah, blah? And then I would say it to them. But the unlimited potential of responses that could come back to me, I'd be like, okay. Like, what the fuck was that? That's where I need to get better with languages, man. I need to get better preempting some responses.
Who's talking about DMT? Someone mentioned that at work today about like talking about brain, and then they said about DMT, and I was like, in that shit that Fingy was taking.
Rogan's took it.
Bradley Cooper took in Limitless DMT.
No, that's EMT, isn't it?
Nah.
It's not DMT. It's definitely not DMT. Is it CMT in that?
Someone tell us.
Yeah, just tell us in the comments. Save us Googling it here, sitting in silence.
What is DMT anyway?
What do I think about Klopp openly criticising Lovren? The same thing I think about anything that Mourinho says in the press, especially when it comes to things that he's talking about with players, things that he's coming to talk about when he talks about his contract or PSG or anything like that.
It is about DMT.
Limitless, a movie about DMT.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't called DMT in the film, though. Because DMT is dimethyltryptamine.
Oh, NZT.
NZT, that was the one.
Yeah, if anyone's got any of that, like, send me some.
Wait. My mate's course mate, all right, got offered a job to do the seating plans for the World Cup. He'd have got tickets, and he turned it down. What a dick. Although I don't know how much this is going to... Earl Crabtree. I actually chat to Earl Crabtree all the time because he comes shooting around here. And I've spoke about going shooting with him. Earl's definitely one I'm getting on. But Earl will come on this channel. So when we move into the studio, which I don't know what the fuck's going on with it because I was hoping it'd be moving in next week.
Yeah, I've not heard anything back about it.
No, but there's options. So I'm going looking at another place on Monday. There's options. But I wanted to be in next week. I'm not going to be in next week. So when we get the studio... I'll probably be doing a Tuesday night or possibly even Monday night podcast that might not go out live, where I get like Joe Rogan style guests on, where I'll get scientists. You know, I want to get Tim Peake, the astronaut, on because he's been my boss. So I've already been in touch with them trying to sort that out. But I don't feel I can bring them sort of people to my house. I want to bring them to a studio. So that's when the studio comes out, there'll be mine and Ben's, and hopefully going forward, me, Ben, and somebody else once a week as well.
Yeah, man, if Papa John's pay me.
I've spoken about how supporting United is passed down in my family, so I didn't have a choice. So what is your opinion on parents who allow their kids to choose their team and support different? Well, we're both the same, aren't we? We never got a choice, and I'm glad I didn't get a choice.
Nah, I don't think there was never a choice presented on the table. I remember I liked Tottenham back in the day because Gary Lineker. But like when you were a kid and that, because you used to watch England and stuff, and you're like, oh, Gary Lineker was this...
I used to like...
Not to the point where I thought I wouldn't support Tottenham.
I used to like Barcelona in the 90s before they became the... Because I'm a bit too hipster for supporting a team everyone likes, apart from United, because they didn't get a choice in that. Mm. But you know, I like the Bilbao's and Leipzig's and weird fucking clubs of this world, mate. I like a good story. I'm only ever going to support one team.
Yeah.
But I've got affection for loads of different club stories.
Yeah, I can get behind more like local teams... Or localish teams.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, Drawsden didn't get to the first round of the FA Cup. Oh, I'm going to go watch that shit. Like I said Hyde, but I'm going to go watch Hyde next week.
Or Huddersfield get into the Premier League, you know, like, because it's, you don't want everything to be down south because it fucks me up.
No, what do I think about parents who allow their kids to choose their own? It's just strange to me. It's not what I've got experience of, so I don't really know. I remember having a conversation with Jaden. I don't think he was ever doubting who he supports, but I think he was just questioning something.
Yeah.
And he was like, what if I supported Sheffield Wednesday? Now, I don't think there's anything that's made him turn his head and decide he wants to support Sheffield Wednesday. I literally think he was pulling it out of his arse. But he's like, what if I support Sheffield Wednesday? I was like, well, I'm not going to make you support United.
No.
I'm going to take you and indoctrinate you the way I was indoctrinated. But I'm never going to sit you down and threaten you that you have to support United. I love it that you do, but if you don't, then if it's not in your heart, it's not in your heart. But if you decide that for some reason Sheffield Wednesday's your team, cool. I'm never taking you. I'm never buying you a kit.
Playing United.
Yeah, I'm like, forget about any of that shit. And he was like, cool. It's not a problem. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand a lot of the time when you see people are like, oh, I mean, even Beckham, one of his kids supports Arsenal. All right, It's his local club. Sort of makes a bit of sense, but he tacks him, doesn't he?
He's not doing fuck all else.
I guess he's not got a 9-to-5, has he? So I suppose
pays himself a shitload and he's chilling.
I just seen a really good comment there. Colin, I shot my first fallow buck last Sunday. That's awesome. Where did you do it? Because I've been pricing up for me and him to go and do a shoot.
A lot. And you?
Me and you.
What's a fallow buck?
It's like deer.
All right.
So yeah, I've been pricing up. It's fucking deer, you know. Without the pun, like it's actually an expensive shit, man.
Yeah, you can't just go around shooting shit, can you?
No, but I mean, you can in a lot of places actually. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can shoot legally in England, which would probably shock a lot of people. Mm. But having the correct firearms licenses and stuff like that, I think is the difficulty that a lot of people face with a lot of that shit. Can't wait for a fully fledged podcast with a direction from me. Oh, you mean where it's not just me and him talking utter bollocks? Well, the Warm Down podcasts are a bit like that, aren't they? They have a bit of a direction usually. Did I hear about Mark Sampson getting fired as the head of England ladies team? Guy's a dick. So I'm done with that. Who would be on the shortlist of managers for United after Jose? That's a great question. Do us a flavour. If you look under there, you see that white wire there? That's just next to the dock.
Yeah.
If you pull it out from underneath and just pass it us, because this is going to die. That's a great question. Who do you reckon, Ben? I think Pochettino's probably on it because he seems to be one that's performing quite well. But as we said earlier, he's not won anything. And I don't think you can really consider being a Manchester United manager without winning anything.
Thing is, yeah, well, We did that before, didn't we, when we got Moyes in, and that fucking went to pot. And then, I mean, Van Gaal won things. So it's hard, it's no guarantee. But, I mean, I don't want to be thinking about United manager yet, because I'd like to think that Mourinho's still got at least another season beyond this, if not more. I mean, you don't know, do you? You want stability at your club. That is the main thing.
What I would want is a director of football who's got a vision that he's working towards. If a manager goes, he's like, cool, and I've got my shortlist here of people that I've been interviewing.
There's got to be succession planning now. They've got to know that Jose's not around for the long term. So you can't just let him go and then you think, right, shit, now what? You know, maybe we do get a young manager that's up and coming and then we know what we can get. But at the end of the day,
can you only see like Eddie Howe without winning anything, just being given, going from Bournemouth to United? It's not going to happen.
No.
We're way more likely to get Ancelotti than anybody else.
We'll be a foreign manager, and then you'll get fucking people complaining saying, no English. But, you know.
Would Zidane be on it? The way Real Madrid are, the fact he's won back to back Champions League means dick. They could easily sack him before United sack Mourinho.
Again, Real Madrid is not a long term job, is it? 2 years is probably your fucking shelf life. And they're not doing great this season, are they?
It honestly wouldn't shock me if they sacked him. The guy's been the first guy to win back-to-back Champions Leagues. Would not shock me to get sacked. They got previous for that shit. Mm. Well, not that shit, but not exactly that shit, but, you know.
I don't know. I think it's a bit weird talking about, like, who do you want as the next United manager when Jose's still, like, doing his job.
You can't deny that. The clock's ticking, though, because that's Jose, isn't it? Joe says Ancelotti. Limerick, Ireland, can't tell you the exact position in case there's anyone in the comments living in my area shooting. All right. okay, I'm guessing that was unlicensed then, because the ones I've been looking at have been in Northern Scotland, Highlands, fucking beautiful part of the country. Cold though, especially heading from this time of year. I'm not sure when the season is that you can shoot them, but that's where I've been looking. It's about £500 each, but I'm thinking about me doing it with him. I just want to watch you have to fucking gut something and live in a field for a couple of days.
Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. Don't do camping me, mate. 100% no. I need a proper shower. I need a proper bed.
And a massage.
And a fucking bricks.
And a fucking...
Yeah, dude. And someone who don't fucking snore the red off like you. Jesus. Definitely. Any time going now, you've got to book separate rooms.
What do I reckon is going to happen with Luke Shaw? Oh, mate, his comments do not look good today. I think he's on his way.
Oh, yeah, I think he was gone anyway.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if his gig's getting linked to Everton.
Because he's
going to give him a job.
He's getting linked because he's got like a platform speaking through Sky for the Class of 92 Diaries. That's why, and then it becomes news.
Yeah.
But he's got no justifiable reason to be given a job like that. Why Leicester have given it to Claude Puel?
That's such an unsuited job.
So bizarre. I mean, he got sacked last year, didn't he, for Southampton? Finished eighth. But it was closer to... It was way, way closer to the relegation.
It's just uninspiring.
6 points off it than they were to, like, seventh.
The guy's so fucking vanilla. Yeah. Just beige as fuck.
Yeah, I think... Well, it might not end well for him, but...
I don't think it's ending well. Who's my favourite rugby league player and the team? My favourite rugby league player growing up was Adrian Morley. I got a chance to meet him quite a few times. Never played with him, never trained with him, never done anything like that with him. But I used to try and model my game on that. I was nowhere near as good, obviously. Nowhere near, not even the same style of play, really. I used to get in loads of fights like him. Loads of fights. I probably had a similar disciplinary record, but that was about it, yeah. But you've got to have a fucking loon on the team every now and then, haven't you?
Mm.
Keeps it going. Well, that's... My favourite team was Salford, obviously, and I was fortunate enough to spend 3 seasons with them. Loved it. Was nowhere near first team. Being honest.
Yeah,
no, that's the top and bottom of it. What happens if we don't win this season? What, again? I mean, a game or the league? Chances are we're probably not going to win the league. Would it be a step back? Well, if we have a title challenge and come second, not in the sense of Spurs putting pressure on, but like if we come... Clearly, going from sixth to second is an improvement. There's circumstances, don't there? Because if we come second after, I don't know, say something happens over the next couple of weeks, United go top, and then we stay top all the way up to game 37 and then go boop at the end of the season, no one's going to think that was a good season.
No.
That's going to feel like a loss. But if we just make a bit of progress all the way through and we end up finishing second, that's probably going to feel... Circumstance, isn't it? Can you lose on goal difference on the last day, you're going to be fucking wounded again. That was horrible.
Them sad cunts do fucking happy 6-1 day. I mean, anniversary's pretty shit.
Diego Simeone's, a couple of people just mentioned Simeone independently there. Be outstanding at Old Trafford, says Glenn, and Polygon says, what about him? Same boat, but seems to know what he's doing. Does seem to know what he's doing, but people who are saying that Mourinho's boring would fucking kill himself under Simeone. He's definitely defensive.
Basically, they want someone who's going to win fucking 5-0 every week. People do, don't they? And even that's not good enough. Sometimes. It's hard. It's hard to fucking please people.
Do you know people are complaining that we only scored in the last 10 minutes? As long as you score before the referee puts that whistle in his mouth. Doesn't matter, shit counts.
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to say? Love how I've mixed Keegan into the warm down intro. It's great, isn't it? I just thought, I'm a child in a 90s football era, man. Like, I love that shit. Like, who was I talking to the other day? I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but he was talking about loads of different 90s football shit. And I was like, I fucking love that era. And, you know, Shearer, original Ronaldo, you know, Cantona, all that shit.
I mean, when I was off the other week, when we went to Scunthorpe for the see my missus' sister, like, her husband's an Arsenal fan. And, like, he was on for lunch and then got off, and then it was like, I was just watching TV, and it's just Arsenal fan TV and shit going on. I thought, what the fuck's going on here? It's on YouTube, and he just searched for Arsenal shit. So I thought, oh, fuck this. So I just searched, like, David Beckham, all United goals. Then it went to, like, Paul's goals, and then it was Ruud van Nistelrooy, and then it went to, that Villa game where it was 2-0 down after half time in the FA Cup and 1-3-2, van Nistelrooy's first season.
Just as a note for everybody who's watching, these podcasts are on iTunes. The warm down is
they
also...
They are now.
They are now. All right. So that's all I had to say?
No.
There was a factual statement?
Yeah. You are making out like they've been there all the time.
That wasn't the point of what I was about to say.
I was just...
What I was going to say is the warm down is also on iTunes on its own little thread as well. So go download and subscribe to the warm down because I can see obviously how many are subscribed and... Barely anyone has subscribed to the warm down versus this one. This one's getting good numbers, so hopefully we'll kick on with this one and go on. Yeah, Zidane, like, he was a fucking unbelievable player. That Juventus team of the late 90s.
Yeah, that was all. Yeah, that was all. Yeah,
that's why when we came back in Turin, it wasn't just the fact that United had come back in Turin. We'd come back against the best team in the world. That Juventus team was the best team in the world. And we was in the Del Alpi, as it was at the time. Is it called? Well, Juventus Arena now, isn't it? Something like that. Or is it a Saint, something or other? But it was in the Del Alpi, the best team in the world. Scary, scary team.
2-0 down.
Boxic and Zidane and Davids and Conte and... Yo, what a team, man. What an absolute team. He was a mad bastard as well, Conte, as a player. Like, you can understand why he's so tweaked out on the sideline now, because he was just an hard bastard, wasn't he, as a player? I'm excited about the Under-17 World Cup. It's Spain they're playing, isn't it? It's a tough test. Like, the FA was buzzing the other day, tweeting like, oh, look at all these finals that we've got to. Cool. Gareth Southgate and Henderson in the fucking first team. Means shit. Because there should be something now that England are going, look, we're clearly producing good players. But the transition from them being mint under-18s, literally some of the best in the world. Right? Yeah, I think that's easy to say if they're hitting all these finals. What's going wrong between there and 22, 23?
I don't know. It's more of a process, isn't it? So you don't. It takes a while to filter through because you've got to get that league experience and then get into the first team. And
absolutely,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, England aren't very progressive, are they? You've got like Gareth Southgate. It doesn't matter who they're playing. He plays the same formation because that's what we want to be ready for when you play the World Cup. But what happens if you need to adapt your tactics?
That's the issue with Klopp and Pep, really. Yeah. Is that they only have a plan A? Yeah. And if it don't work, they're like...
You need to be fluid. Like, you're playing two holding midfielders against Malta.
But this new tiered pyramid for international football should hopefully change that.
Is it coming in, though?
Next year. So, my understanding of it is, which might be wrong, is that there's League A, and League A, let's, for argument's sake, it's got 8 teams.
I thought you were talking about someone called League A for some reason.
League A.
It's like, who's that?
So you've got like League A, League A, and I think like 5 teams out of League A go to the player, like qualify out of it. So you're only the bottom 3 don't, and I think like the bottom 1 or 2 get relegated. League B, like the top 2 get qualified. So you have to finish in the top section of your league, and it's less teams the lower down you get. The less. So you're Northern Ireland or Moldova or whoever, and you're like, well, we're never going to... You can qualify by winning your, you know, let's be honest then, here, shit league.
But then will the teams think, oh, I thought this might as well get relegated in this instance. So
but then you won't qualify for that World Cup.
No, but...
You qualify for the next
one. Yeah, we qualify for the next one by winning that.
Tic-tacs. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Maybe no one's got that foresight and planning, but...
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, they'll be
looking at it. For the likes of England, who qualify virtually at a canter every single time, virtually. I mean, we're unbeaten in like 30-odd qualifying games.
Yeah, 38.
It's fucking ridiculous, right? And then we get to the World Cup and go,
they put too much pressure on you.
Because we don't play France, we don't play Germany, we don't play Italy. If we played them week in, week out, we'd get dicked.
But they do, they play them in the friendlies.
As a friendly,
and like, we're all right in friendlies, but that's because
as your bastard friendly
team's taking it as serious as what England are.
I was happy to say I watched the Dan play in the flesh. I've played quite a few times actually. Those Juventus games in the '90s.
That was Real Madrid. Did
he play in the game where Ronaldo scored hat trick? I know what Manaman played. I think they had a midfield with Manaman, Figo, and Zidane, and I want to say Hierro. He was a class player.
And probably fucking Thomas Gravesen.
That's why. Oh, no, man. Lindelof seems like a signing for next season when we get another fullback and play 3 at the back. I don't know what's going on. I said it for a while, innit, man? I just thought he's... We was due a fuck-up statistically.
But Vidic and Evra, like, how long do they take to settle?
But he's not a settling-in problem, I don't think.
Well, what do you mean? He looks fucking shaky, doesn't he? What's going on?
Well, I thought... See that USB there? Oh, I thought that had been unplugged, but it's this one. No. Here's the difference, right? I never watched Vidic and Evra before they signed for United, so I didn't know what they was like. We've signed this guy, and he's exactly what I... Like, I did a bit of Wii Scout looking at him. I did a bit of YouTube scouting of him. I watched him every time Benfica was available on telly. So I watched this guy because we was heavily linked to him. And when I've watched him, I've gone, he's not a very good defender. He's good at the ball at his feet. He's got some good attributes. defending one-on-one isn't one of them. So, like, so, I don't understand why people can say he just needs to settle in. You're like, no,
maybe that's something that he needs to learn. Though.
If people say that's something he needs to work on, I'll say sound. Yeah, I agree on that. But I can't accept people saying he needs to settle in. You're like, no, he's playing at the level that we signed him. Like, this is what we bought.
Yeah, he's not stepped up. I mean, but some people don't step up to United, though. Do you know what I mean? It's a completely different kettle of fish from playing in, well, Portugal or even, like, teams in the Premier League when you come, like... Players have struggled to play for United all the time.
Omo in the comments says, my tactical analysis is quite good. Would I ever consider analysis at non-league level? I would. I was actually talking to a club, pretty big club, wasn't it?
Yeah.
not long ago, and it didn't come off, about going doing performance analysis for them. It just didn't come off. Although, I'm not sure I've got the time to really do it. 40 mead, yeah, I could do that. Probably couldn't.
No.
I struggle to get all the videos out on it, so doing it like properly and actually delivering it to a team as well, it's a bit harder, isn't it? What do I think of combat jiu-jitsu in EBI? You've probably not seen it. So there's professional jiu-jitsu, which I don't think is ever going to be a big sport, but it's quite interesting because you do occasionally get some like pretty top-level UFC fighters, former UFC level fighters, like getting in the mix. So it's basically... it's jiu-jitsu with palm strikes. So they're like bitch slapping each other as they're doing it, which obviously makes it a bit harder. I like it, mate, because sometimes, even when you're practicing jiu-jitsu, like you end up like in a bit of a stalemate with someone. You know, when they're holding onto your leg or some shit like that, and you're kind of just looking at them, and you just think, I'm going to fucking bang you like that. And you're like, you can't do that. It's not very good etiquette. But you feel like, this is going to free me up if I just fucking one-armor him in the air here. And then... I pull the leg out and then everyone's a winner, aren't they? I've never tried it though. I've done a little bit of jiu-jitsu with MMA gloves on, where you just strike like normal MMA. But yeah, I've never done that before. he's a Swedish John Stones.
Yeah.
Oh my, English football is going down the same thing happening in cricket. The grassroots system is good, but where it matters, it fails. Yeah, I think a lot of emphasis is put on facilities. Do you see that video of Ronaldo's kid banging that screamer in last weekend?
Yeah.
Playing on sand.
Yeah.
Talk to me about facilities.
But that's how you improve your technique, don't you?
No.
And that's how...
I think there's something to be said. I mean, all the pitches Jaden plays on are like carpet. They're great. He's not had a match called off in so long. It's fucking been... You know, it's not like when we was kids and, you know, you're literally getting in, you know, knee-deep puddles and shit.
Yeah, some of them were minging. But I used to love like playing in them when it's boggy and stuff, when you can put some tackles in.
Oh, you love it, but you're not developing yourself as a player, are you? Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Why not? Because you've got to learn... different aspects of the game to learn.
Don't different aspects.
Does that just happen to your phone all day?
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Won't be asked for that.
I'm just going to get Subaru up. I haven't done my picture for this
I haven't done mine, actually. Oh, fucking shit.
Can I get this on screen? I'm going to try something. Let's
see if it works. The new iOS, does it work properly now?
Mine does. I've ordered a watch.
Oh, have you ordered it?
It's out of stock at the minute, so they said it could be up to 28 days.
What, at Series 3?
Yeah.
I might be getting a free one.
It's alright, isn't it?
Series 2, though.
Oh.
Depends where I finish this competition on Tuesday. At the minute, I'm winning it. So, I'm just going to sell it.
So I've ordered the watch, and it's got cellular on it as well, isn't it? So
standard.
Like... What?
Obviously, you're going to buy that one.
All right, yeah, of course, possibly.
Yeah. Are you paying $360 for it?
No, it's added to my phone.
What? Oh, mate.
Don't worry about that.
This guy loves a fucking monthly payment.
Don't worry about that.
Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
And...
How much extra do you have to pay for it?
£25 a month.
£25 a month?
Yeah, but I'm not paying anything up front for it.
So what? Over 2 years?
Yeah.
You pay...
It's five and a half to...
What?
They're not even worth five... Was you even trying to do the calculations on that? You have to pay for cellular on it as well, though, because it takes calls on its own, doesn't it? That feels like a...
Five and a half ton.
Don't worry about it. I got a job. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but still. Like,
And I'm trying... I'm trying to order the iPhone X to 10 tomorrow as well, but there's no prices anywhere.
You might as well just get an Apple microchip inserted into your fucking...
I probably will, because they're coming. Aren't they? They're coming, let's face it.
Yeah.
Loads of you lot message me as well, like, oh, fucking all over Apple. But when you're in Apple, and the fact that know, I can airdrop some shit from this to that computer, you know, and I've got an iMac over there and there's a Mac Pro down here. When I write a note on my phone, it's on all three computers. Like, the way that that shit works together, replying to text messages,
fucking pages and all this shit.
It's the future.
Export to Word and all that.
Yes, there's a couple of you talking about Darren Till and Cowboy. Yeah, we spoke about that a little bit earlier. Fucking mint.
Oh, I'm doing Super.
Yeah, I'm going to do Super in a bit. I'm just reading some of these comments. Someone's in all the way from Vietnam. Go on, lad.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Smarak says, I love your chemistry. Housen's opinionated attitude and Ben's nonchalant ways fit perfectly. We've been like best friends for nearly 20 years. Like, trust.
Fucking long time.
Let me get my Super Brew up and figure it out.
Yeah, I've just gone pools. No one's anywhere near close to winter. If anyone predicted that fucking United Huddersfield result.
Yeah, fuck you for starters.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so Apple, iPhone X is 9 o'clock tomorrow, right? So I'm going to be on the phone at 9 o'clock.
How much is an iPhone X?
I don't know. But I'm not just going to get the 64 gig one, am I? I'm going to get the 256 one.
Your phone bill's going to be like fucking 300 quid a month.
Is it bollocks?
Of course it is. 25 quid for your watch, yeah?
I think, from what I've seen...
How much you pay for your phone at the minute?
75 at the minute.
You're paying a oneer for a phone and a watch.
Yeah, but...
It's not even a fucking like you said, Rolex.
How often am I on that shit?
Yeah, but still.
So it's right, don't worry about it.
I'm on a 6S, me, and I'm happy with that. Speed of that is fine, yeah? It does everything that I need it to do. I can't play games at work anymore because my boss has put a stop to that.
Right, let's go through some of these. So last week, I was rubbish. I said, you can't see them on there. So I said 3-2, Tottenham, Liverpool, 4-1. I said 0-0, Everton and Arsenal. That was 5-2, so I didn't get any points for that one. I said 1-0, Southampton, West Brom. It was, but I had it the other way around. I said 2-0 United. Yeah. I said City Burnley 2-2. Yeah. I said 2-1 Leicester Saturday Swansea, which it was. I got that one right. I got one right.
You got one right.
Stoke and Bournemouth, I had Stoke winning 1-0. Bournemouth beat them on the road. Newcastle beating Palace. I had it at 2-1. It was 1-0, so close on that one. I had Watford and Chelsea drawing. And it was on the cards for a little bit, wasn't it?
Whoa. I'm just reading like the terms and conditions.
All right.
So it says, what if more than one player gets a full house? A single winner will be chosen. Motherfuckers!
I would be flipping a
the
table.
The player with the best global position at the end of the round will win and any ties will be broken with a random draw. Is it, fuck? You better start pulling 20 grand out per person.
Yeah. Wow. Can I just say, wow. Right, if you want to get in the mix on this and potentially lose out on 20 grand because everyone else got the same fingers as well, then hit the description below and come and join us in the mixer. So, upcoming. Let's talk about these. Oh, the Rugby League World Cup's in here as well. Right, United and Tottenham. We're the first game of the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, 12-3.
I got to go with 2-1 United.
That's right, I'm just reading terms and conditions.
I think you probably should.
I'm going 1-0, United.
Yeah, I thought 1-0, but I'm thinking 2-1. I think they're going to score. I mean, they're in good form. We're in good form.
Yeah, 2. 1-0, sorry, just say, yeah. 1-0.
Arsenal Swansea. I'm going to say 3-1 Arsenal.
Arsenal struggled against... Well, they twatted Everton, but then they struggled against Norwich. I'm going to go 4-2. No, I'm not. I'm going to go 4-1.
3-1. Palace and West Ham. West Ham going to be a bit buoyant now. This is a shit game. West Ham a bit buoyant now after coming back against Spurs. Palace, are they like back down in the dumps now after another loss? Or
I'm going to go for 1-1.
Banker, I'm going to go 1-1.
Don't be picking the same now. Well, you can't because we picked two other same results, so we're not going to match anyway.
Yeah. Liverpool and Huddersfield. Probably going to dick them just because then they can just start moaning. Or are Huddersfield going to have a game plan now going through it against a bigger so-called team?
I'm going to go 1-1 again.
I'm going to say 2-1 though. Cool, fuck it. I don't believe in it, but whatever. Watford, been unlucky. You know, been unlucky. I'm going to say Matthew. I'd say 1-0 Watford against Stoke.
1-0?
Yeah, I think Matt Hughes is on a dead man walking there as well.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of injuries, haven't they? But it's not inspiring.
No.
The thing is, if you've not got someone who can score like goals for you...
The fucking form of these two coming into this.
Right, well, I'm going to go for Watford 3-1.
Come on, Tony Pulis!
Look at him. Look how shit the West Brom have been.
Yeah, look. Can we just show you West Brom's form there? Against City's form. Oh, does that not make me want to throw up?
But West Brom started like... They won the first couple of games and then they've just struggled since.
They did. But is this again, a Tony Pulis masterclass incoming?
No.
Just to... No.
No. No, I'm going to go 3-1. See.
Who are you? That's the guys of YouTube. Who are you?
You asked me that question.
Who are you?
Stupid question.
Who are you?
I'm lost. See that? They won against Middlesbrough. Podcast team doing
that. McLaren says I almost don't want to do Super Brew this week. Last week was my worst week ever. Yeah, if you want to get in the mix, you can win 20 grand or lose 20 grand because someone else has got it exactly the same according to the terms and conditions. If you want to win 20 grand, it's a free to enter app and you can play along with us. All you've got to do is literally just pick the scores from the 10 Premier League games this weekend. That's it. It's free. And if you do that, you can win 20 grand. Why wouldn't you do that? If you're sitting here watching this now saying, what the fuck's going on? You should be doing that. That's what you should be doing. Brighton Southampton. What an uninspiring game.
That's
0-0.
Well, no, it's the South Coast derby, isn't it?
It's a bit of a push to call it a derby. Only about 200 miles in between them.
I don't know.
Leicester and
I've
Everton.
I've gone 2-1 anyway. Leicester, I've gone for 2-1 Leicester again.
Two new managers?
Yeah, I've gone for Leicester. Everton are dog shit.
I like 2-1, but I don't want to pick the same. I'm going to 2-1 the other way. A win.
What and what the fuck is what the fuck is this, right? So these are the live televised games. Obviously, United Spurs, yeah. So no problem with that. But Bournemouth Chelsea at 5:30, then Brighton Southampton, Leicester v Everton, and then Burnley versus Newcastle on Monday Night Football. Fuck out of here, Sky Sports. Cunts.
All my deals on Sky have just ended as well, and I just got my bill this month. It was 156 quid, and I was like, "What the fuck's that for?" So I phoned up, was like, "What's this 38 quid charge?" Like, that's your TV package. I was like, "All right, what's this charge?" That's your Sky like sports package. I was like,
"Fucking
hell!" So that's how much I pay, yeah. And, it was
and
like,
then you're paying £100 for your fucking phone,
and it was,
and then another £100 for your iPhone X.
In this bill as well, it was also like 20 odd quid for the McGregor Mayweather fight.
Oh, yeah.
And like Janine buys, I don't know, one film a week by the looks of things.
You can get all your films for free.
Here we go. You're going to jail, mate, when they catch up with you.
Jail,
mate. Burnley, Newcastle. I don't know. Someone talk to me in the comments.
We've got to find out what house they live in.
What score is Burnley, Newcastle?
Going for 1-1.
I do not know.
I'm not,
up a bit of form now. I'm going to say 1-0 Newcastle.
I'm not inspired by any of them.
I've got a lot of away picks in this.
I've got
Everton,
a lot of
Newcastle,
draws.
City. Oh, not that many. I've only got a couple draws.
Oh, no, actually, I've only got three. But it just feels like I could put loads.
I've only got two. There we go. Should I put them in? Continue. Right, so that's my picks. United 2, Tottenham 1, Arsenal 3, Swansea 1, Crystal Palace 1, West Ham 1, Liverpool 2, Huddersfield 1, Watford 1, Stoke 0, West Brom 0, City 5, Bournemouth 1, Chelsea 0, that's a dodgy one, Brighton and Southampton 0-0, Leicester and Everton 2-1 Everton, and 1-0 Newcastle over Burnley. So that's Subaru. If you want to get in the mix on Subaru and you want to win 20 Gs, all you got to do is hit the link below in the description, which says free to enter, £20,000 prize, and then you win, and there you go. How did it feel watching Scholes score that banger against Newcastle? I still had sand in my ears from Iraq. Like, I literally drove from the airport to Old Trafford. My dad had a change of clothes for us and a couple of bud, and literally drove straight to the ground. Didn't see Janine or Jaden. Just went straight to Old Trafford.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
shit to attend. Went straight to the match, and then I used to sit in K stand. I sit in Stretford, and I used to sit in K stand, and it was right in front of me. And I can still see that goal from where I watched it, just flying. From where I watched it, it didn't look like he sliced it. Yeah, so when you see the replay, is it across it? And it just looked like it was straight from where I was. It was in for a minute. It left his toe. Oh, what a fucking goal!
Shows how much I know about international football. Thanks to Robert McPhee there on Twitter. Just sent me the link for Wikipedia. The 2018-19
Nations League.
Nations League. I thought, you know, all right. Learn something new every day there, don't you?
United need a near perfect game to win. I don't think we do.
No, I don't think we do.
We've got to take our chances. It'd be an open game.
Tottenham, I think, like, they think that they're better than what they are. Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, we're fucking mint. But you're not mint.
Put pressure on.
Yeah, you're not mint because you've not won anything.
Won fuck off. Not won a league cup.
Dele Alli, you can fucking wind him up because he, I don't know why, he just walks around thinking he's going to twat everyone. Like, sometimes it pisses me off, but I kind of like the fact that he's not arsed and he's not fazed by anything. You know, you can easily get out of him. Easy get out of him. Just have to rattle him. But have we got people who will go in and smash people? No.
Probably. No, not really. I was talking about attitude. I was actually talking to this with Evra last week. Actually, we was talking about attitude.
Just, you like the game, you mate.
And he was saying that we need players with character. Where's the captains? And his brother was saying, like, you know, those players don't exist anymore, like Rio and Vinicius and stuff like that. And Evra was like, no, they do exist. They're out there.
But where though?
Well, yeah, I don't know where. I think Rashford's a character, but he's a teenager still. He's not going to be telling people.
Did you see? I've seen a picture of Rashford after we went 1-0 up, and he's got his arm around Lindelof, like having a word.
I think he's a character, but you know, if it's gone, it was the example I was using. Like at half time at Liverpool, or you know, half time at Huddersfield when we're losing, who's going in there and threatening to murder people like Roy Keane would be? Like, where's that coming from? It can't all just come from a manager. They all can't just sit there looking at the manager. You've got to look at yourself as a professional footballer. Yeah. Imagine. Where's, you know, because can you see Rio Ferdinand accepting that? I can't. I think that guy's an actual born winner. Mm. You know, I think he gets overlooked because people think he's a bit of a joker, but he was a fucking serious pro.
Yeah, he's mint.
Serious pro. You know, Ryan Giggs, fairly quiet winger type. Bullshit. Like, you can see there's a steal in him sometimes.
You can't be like, play that level of games for that long at the top of your profession without having that determination and the character to win.
I think that, you know, as a football team, we look better the way we play football, but I think we've lost something by not having Zlatan in the team this year. Mm. I think we've gained stuff by him not being in the team because I think he slowed us down a little bit. He didn't advance the line. He didn't stretch the play, but we've definitely lost something by him not being in the dressing room.
Checking him play two up front.
Yeah. I reckon he'll just let him sit off him in the 10 and dictate a little bit because he's got it in his locker. He can do that.
Yeah, because I don't think Mkhitaryan's up to being the answer.
Can you see Zlatan Ibrahimovic just sitting there looking at his feet while we're 2-0 down at Huddersfield away? Or is he up fucking pointing fingers and chatting shit? Of course, you know the answer already, don't you? But
and Pogba would do the same.
Probably, yeah. I've no experience of what Pogba would be like. I've never heard that he's that kind of guy. I imagine he's probably not, but I don't know.
Like, dude.
I can see Mkhitaryan looking at the floor, though.
Yeah, okay.
I think Pogba and Lukaku, I think Lukaku probably doesn't feel like he can start, you know, throwing his weight around in that dressing room just yet. It's not his dressing room yet, I don't think.
I don't know.
Still settling in, I reckon.
He knows everyone, though, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean? They live around each other, so what is no reason why he can't.
Possible. But I just don't get the impression that he's doing that yet. Because I think if he did, it'd be valuable to us. Mm.
He's looked quite a bit isolated, hasn't he?
Mm. Yeah, and that might be, again, like because there's no one holding possession with the quality of Pogba. Mm. And I literally think that we didn't miss it when we're slapping teams. But the longer that goes on, you know, momentum can carry you a certain way, can't it? And then you lose that player, you lose that momentum. It's hard to get it back, and I think that's what we're struggling with. Tuan Zebe has to. Does he have to start against Spurs? I don't know.
Nah,
would I like to see it? I would.
It's going
to
be Jones and Bailly, isn't it? Smalling and Bailly, I would imagine.
But you throw him in as a third midfielder. Just have him as a pure defensive role.
Maybe.
Because I think we bullied them with a three-man midfield last year. I hate 4-2-3-1. I think it's such a pony formation.
Yeah, there's, you don't. We didn't look as threatening going forward, do we? Like the start of the season, we was getting there was two or three people being in the box with the main striker, and that
was just clinical as well.
And now it's just like one person, so you've got to just see that and get back to those ways.
How confident are you for weekend?
50-50. It's like, is it any times where you're like really that confident that we're going to go out, especially in the big games, like because you don't know how we're going to perform.
No, you do.
Well, you do. Yeah, we're going to keep it tight, and then we're going to fucking try and nick it. But yeah, I'm not confident that we'll go out and be
not
totally dominant.
It's not going to be 4-0 United.
No
way. But I think 3 points is within us.
Oh yeah.
I think people are hyping, and this is the thing, people are hyping the Spurs team up to be something ridiculous. They're below us in the title, you bits.
Yeah, I can't fucking sit. I'm sat. It's honestly killing me.
The only other little bit of business that I really need to say to you is if you hit the description, we raised over £2,600 for the homeless in Manchester. There's been a couple,
like
10 and 20 quid and that have dropped in. We've got until Tuesday, so drop in anything that you can. Until Tuesday, that's when the donations will stop. We've already smashed more than what I expected us to see, so I'm absolutely delighted with that. And then when I get back from Bahrain that week, probably what, that Tuesday, Wednesday, something?
Have
you got a Costco card?
Yeah.
We'll try and go Costco. Oh. That'll be the 21st, 22nd of November.
Oh, yeah.
So that week we are going to go and get all of the stuff, and we'll vlog it as well so you can see us getting all that sort of stuff. Might even bring Steve Bartlett with us as well if we can. Take it all to Social Chain. And then that week, we'll try and box it all off and then get it took out. So back end of November, first week of December. You guys who want to come and help us, you are more than welcome to come and help us. Both packing up the packs and distributing the packs. More on that once we get it. But yeah, you've got till Tuesday to donate anything that you want. The link is in the description below. We've smashed it already. So if you don't want to, that's cool. If you want to come and help us give the packs out and put a smile on someone's face, just for 20 minutes or so, make it feel a little bit better, make them know that they're appreciated, that they're human, and this shit can happen to any of us, can't it?
So, yeah, it's getting colder as well now.
Yeah, fuck that noise. So if anybody wants to come and help us do that, more than welcome. Hit me up on Twitter or use the Reddit group if you want, because that's an easy way to keep track of the messages, because if you DM me on Twitter, that shit's gone by the next morning. And I think that's about it. You have anything else to say? I think that was it, wasn't it?
Seen a little bits of shit on the news. But, I don't really watch the news. But I've seen some bits today.
And if you're at Old Trafford on Saturday, we'll see you then. It's going to be a fucking cracker, isn't it? There's the dog.
I'm going to finish my slice of pizza as well now.
There's Connor. And that's it from us. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next Thursday, and then it'll be the following one that we're missing while I'm in Bahrain, I think.
Yeah, it's November already.
Where has this year gone? Right, thank you for watching.
Knows.
See you in a bit.
Laters.